We do not feel safe in New York, and we are hosting an emergency Twitter X space on Cafecito Break, Monday, March 18th, 2014. I just went back 10 years. 2024 at 9 p.m. March 18th, 9 p.m. on Cafecito Break. We are inviting folks to share updates, news, and speak for 3 to 5 minutes. And this is going to be moderated by Cozy, who will have a little bell to gently remind speakers to keep their messages brief. This space will be recorded. People with different point of views will be a part of this space. Sometimes people that have seemingly contradictory opinions will be a part of this space. We are being called to step into a higher version of myself, of yourself, of ourselves. And believe me, I went through what we have coined on Cafecito Break, a wepa in your face smackdown by the universe, because right around Christmas, well, the gift that I received on Christmas Day was that I had no voice. And for a whole month, I could not speak more than a whisper. And then when I realized that whispering was not good for my voice that I use for content creating, then I had to really go on what felt like a silent retreat. And that was very difficult for me to experience, to greet the new year in silence instead of screaming Happy New Year and hugging people. I felt like I was called to a retreat right on New Year's. And during that month, I went into a lot of reflection because, you know, you have to pivot in the way you communicate with people. And the few times that I would try to communicate and push my voice because, you know, it's an important business call, I would reset myself again. And then it just came to the point where I spent a lot of time by myself and a lot of people didn't see me and nobody really knew. I think this is the first time I'm publicly sharing, but people suspected something was up because they heard it in my voice. And to be honest, my voice is still not 100% back yet. I love to sing as a hobby and I can't even reach certain notes. I digress. The topic at hand today is being a Republican a dirty word in NYC? Because yesterday I was out with some of the freedom fighters and we were out in the streets of New York City helping to get our friend Kara Castronova, who is a reporter. She's an activist. There's so many things that I can say about this woman. I mean, I am grateful that she's our friend. And I also admire her. I admire her worker ethic. I admire her kindness, how courteous she is, compassionate. We need those elements right now. Too many of us are just in little boxes and maybe not even contemplating what is that we're creating out there. And I think that's why I probably lost my voice for a whole month, because I was so infuriated. I was so angry at all of the stuff that you discover when you are so close to some of the news stories, especially as it relates to New York, and then feeling like you're drowning in New York. Not me personally, I mean as New Yorkers with, you know, we're not even recovering from 2020. A lot of businesses were lost. A lot of our children are not okay. A lot of us are still grieving. A lot of us lost our livelihoods, from pets to elders to jobs to colleagues to being completely uprooted after you had a set life, to having family businesses of generations crushed. And now we're here on March 17th, 2024, and people just want to move on like nothing happened, nothing to see here. And we raise awareness, and a lot of you that have bigger channels than we do in New York City, you take that opportunity to just poke fun of us, to say you got what you voted for, to just mock us. And I ask you, how is that helping us in New York when you guys know, if you sit back, that what happens in New York, for example, what happens in California spirals and grows legs in other places. And obviously New York is not an example because there's different states that are like testing things like, you know, self-driving cars that we saw in Arizona that, you know, when you call an Uber, you can call an Uber that is self-driving and pay a lesser price. So, but for the lesser price, you're entering a vehicle that is has cameras everywhere, outside of it and inside. And do you even trust getting yourself into a self-driving vehicle? So all of this craziness has created a whole bunch of awakenings in many people from all points of views, from all sorts of worldviews, whether you're in politics, whether your life has been working in a nonprofit, whether your life has been working in the mainstream media or independent media, wherever it is. Many of you guys are experiencing awakenings. And those of you that are experiencing awakenings right now, people like that need support of those of us who maybe are further along. Always understanding that somebody out there always is maybe a little wiser, maybe knows a little bit more. But we're so quick to talk and we're so bad at listening. And hey, I'm my own example. Because I was so angry, I had to just get grounded for a whole month because I think that the bigger message that God was giving me is, hello, Rose Angel. So I know that you need to cover the news, but we also need you to cover more of this wellness stuff. So shout out to Brenda, who's listening. She's going to be a part of our Twitter space coming up. Perfect, because we are going to be talking about to vote or not to vote. To vote or not to vote. Yes, we know the voting process is broken. But unless you show up to certain things, unless you know people who show up to certain things, you don't know the details. And so we need to show up. And then what we get also always as a response is, I don't have time. So then if you don't have time, and I feel you, because most of us are really running short on time with the higher prices with you know, oh, my $100 at the market doesn't buy me what I need to get anymore. You know how many people we know that are working two full-time jobs and still can't pay their rent, that are barely eating, that are maybe eating once a day? And then you guys that are out there that have bigger channels, that have an opportunity to uplift New York and raise awareness of the tyranny that's happening, you laugh at us. You mock us. How is that helping anyone? How you? It's hard for us to look at you as being no better than some of the mainstream media. At least we know when you've awakened that there's a lot of propaganda. So we're being called, including myself, which is why I shared this personal story, to step up, mi gente, to step up. And we're going to be hosting conversations with people with different point of views and people with clashing point of views. And we're just asking you to just listen and try to listen with empathy. Depending on where you live, whether you live in a city, where you, everybody has a different flavor, man. You know, I've been out with my New York City Freedom Fam to different places or different states, and people look at us like we just got dropped off like another fucking planet. We're too much, we're too extra, we're too this, all these assumptions. That's us. That's who we are. That's New York. Do you see what's life living here? Who's not going to be on edge? So how are the other people who maybe have a little bit more of a peace, who maybe have a little bit more of breathing space, help us get some of that oxygen? Because our own folks that we know have been against us in New York City. We ain't getting support from the people that who you think may be our greatest, like, I don't want to say enemies. We are drowning in a certain type of mindset in New York City specifically, not the whole New York. And that's why, you know, for me, it was important to show that there are Trump people, that's there are people who support Trump in New York City, even though personally, I'm leaning towards RFK. I'm going to get upset because people love Trump. No, I'm going to show it. I'm going to celebrate with them. I love to be around Trump supporters. They're one of my favorite supporters to be around because they're happy. They're joyous to talk about God. You know how many gifts I've gotten from Trump supporters? You know what I've gotten from some of my Democrat friends in the last couple of years? Cancel culture, rejection, being called fingers, being called white supremacist, Nazi, white supporter. Oh, and let's not forget one of the nicer ones because, you know, I'm fair skinned. So now, you know, I have to prove, people like me have to prove that we're an ally. Ay, Dios mío. When is enough going to be enough, man? Why has it gotten to a place that we can't even proudly say to our friends, yeah, I'm Republican. I am a registered Republican. You know why I registered Republican? Because I wanted to support Lee Zeldin. I thought he had a shot. And guess what, New York? Had more of y'all shown up, we would have flipped this and we wouldn't have had Governor Hochul. But there's such lackluster support because some of y'all on the conservative, independent, Republican side know so much and you don't show up. And so, you know, when you look at the Democrats, Democrat socialists, and people who lean in those worlds, they work together. They have each other's back. They move like a force. They move in unity. They believe in the process and they make changes. Hashtag open streets. Let's have a debate about that because I definitely want to invite some of the people who are boots on the ground and I would love to host a conversation with all perspectives without fighting, mi gente, so that people could tune in and maybe we record this space and maybe we keep it, you know, hopefully under an hour so people can share their updates, 3 to 5 minutes, whoever is on the town hall of the day, but that we come together as a family and we start creating our own updates and reports because A, most of us are censored from all sorts of different ways in different pages on the social media networks. The news doesn't really cover our plights. It's not in their interest to. So we have a lot of work on our hands, but we also have people who love New York, who are not leaving New York, who are New York Lions. So shout out to you guys. Shout out to DJ Brenda. You know, I got so much love and respect for you, and I can't wait for us to chat on the upcoming space. But let's build together, mi gente. Because all hands are needed on deck. And let's work on changing some of the vitriol that comes with the words like Republican, MAGA. Even when we say Democratic Socialist, like this vitriol is coming and pouring out from all sides. Let's be aware of it. You know, I'll say this because it's been bothering me so much. I saw the other day, a video of Alex Stein. And I like some of his stuff. I've been turned off by the big booty Latina thing because I feel that you're sexualizing Latinas, Puerto Ricans, and for example, and AOC. And then you're doing it to a woman who's in politics. I don't have love for AOC. I'm just going to put it that way. I don't have love for AOC. But I don't like that I'm in this conservative Republican space and we are all sort of like playing in similar worlds where, hey, I've met Alex Stein. I have a few pictures with him, with my sister. It feels funny to my system when I see Alex Stein pop up and he's calling one of my friends a big booty Latina. Now, people don't know she's one of my friends. We don't share the same politics, but we've done a lot of community work together. Am I saying he shouldn't say that? No. I'm just pointing out you have a platform. You have people's attention. Are you using it to continue stereotypes? How does that bring people closer together? It's one thing to highlight someone's terrible working. Like, AOC, why did you vote for this? Blah, blah, blah. But to start pointing out and diminishing people to body parts, especially when you're sexualizing Latinas, when Latinos, and for example, we're so not in the limelight on so many things. Some of us are leaving, and many of us, the Democratic Party, and we're looking for a home. You think that the Republican Party is our home? No, you know how many Republicans I have spoken to that are like, no, I'm declaring my independence. Now, I'm not saying that they're saying they're voting for RFK Jr. What I'm telling you is that I've had really close conversation with people who are in the know of the know, and they're in those conversations with people that are in the top who tell me, no, there's people in the Republican Party that could care less about a Latino or Latino getting to a certain position, and they will play dirty political games, especially if you are serving an agenda that is of awakening and bringing people together. But there are a lot of sellouts, and we also have a lot of pretend Latino candidates, or we have because I want to also talk about that. Maybe that's something that we'll talk about in another topic, like the candidates that changed their name so that they could appeal, you know, like Beto, he's not even Latino. Or the rumors of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who a lot of people say everybody called her Sandy. It would be like if, you know, I don't really care about being called Rose Angel, but all of a sudden, let's say I decided to go out there, I'm like, yo quiero que ustedes, I want you guys to call me Rosa Chapares. And then I'm going to get mad at you if you don't say my name in the Spanish way and roll your R's in the right way and say the accent. Oh, I'm going to get so upset. And so I'm going to have a political tantrum because you insulted my name. There's so many bigger things to be worried about. There's so much bigger things to be worried about. Like the now, like the fact that so many of the youth feel like they have nothing to look forward to. They see adults who of influence acting like bigger children. I don't have children, but I get up every single day motivated by the youth, by the children, by all of those beautiful young human beings that are in my life that I love so much that I've become like a titi to. I live for them and my actual nieces and nephews. God bless you guys. I'll see you tomorrow, March 18th, 2024, 9 p.m. Cafecito break. Please spread the word. Please spread the word. Let's show up for New York. New York needs us. God bless you guys. Have a great day.